We'd like to thank Karen and Jacob Levis for sponsoring this morning's Lachson Learn Le'ilei Nishmas, Jake's beloved parents, Eliyahu ben Abba and Leah Bas Avram, and Karen's brother, Yoshua ben Shimon Dov, that Neshama should have an Aliyah. Your tights this week. I also want to reflect on the fact that we are now, I believe, I didn't do the official count, I think we're at sheer 85. And more, or just as important, or just as interesting, is that around this time, 2 years ago, is when we started. So we've been doing this for 2 years, and Jake and Karen have been sponsoring for two straight years, almost every single Sunday morning, so that we can have our locks and be able to learn together. So yishkayach to them. How many bagels? 85 times around 35. You do the 36. You do the math. So let's go for a few more years, and eventually we'll finish Perkei Avos. Few more, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. So let's go. So now we are in the middle of Mishnah 1 in chapter 4. Last week we spoke about redefining the concept of wisdom. Today we will speak about redefining the concept of strength. So Ben Zoma tells us in source number 1, this is the second of the four things that he discusses. Ezehu Gibor, who is considered somebody who is strong? So you would stop somebody on the street, what would the answer be? Somebody with big muscles, somebody who can knock somebody else out, somebody who can hit a baseball really far, right? So that's not the answer. The answer is HaKovesh Es Yitzro, somebody who's able to conquer his impulses, his Yetzer. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tov Erech Apayim Migibor, it is better somebody who is slow to anger than somebody who is strong. Umoshel Berucho, somebody who can conquer his spirit, that is better than somebody who is Milocheid Ir, who can conquer a city. So we're going to understand this, that perhaps we've heard this before, the concept of inner personal psychological strength as being important is not such a huge, gigantic chiddush, but we will analyze this in terms of the deeper inner messages that may be involved here. A few questions to start off with. Right? So anything pop out into your head? It says, HaKovesh Es Yitzro. So let me ask you a question. How many Yetzers do you have? Right, so two, Yetzer HaTov V'Yetzer Hara. So the assumption, the Stam Yetzer, if you will, it says you conquer your Yetzer. What do you mean your Yetzer? What about my Yetzer Tov? Why is the Yetzer, presumably we're talking about the Yetzer Hara, unless we have to conquer our Yetzer HaTov as well, which would be an interesting concept. But why is the Yetzer just called his Yetzer, Yitzro? There's no distinction between Yetzer Hara and Yetzer HaTov. Number two. What's Ben Zoma adding? Is he adding something? You're quoting a pasuk from Mishlei that says exactly what you said. Who is strong? Somebody who conquers his impulses. And then you quote a pasuk from Mishlei where Shlomo HaMelech already says, what? Right? It's better to be strong in will, in slowness to anger, than it is in strength of physical strength. So what's he adding? We have Mishlei that tells us this. So we're going to have to see, maybe we have some answers, but we'll have to see in the sources what the answers might be, and I'll ask you for your opinions and input in a moment. But to start off with, I want to tell you about a interesting psychological phenomenon called the restraint bias. So here you have it here right underneath source number 1. So here's what the restraint bias is all about. The restraint bias is when I think that I got it all, I know how to control myself, that itself leads to lack of control. If I think I have self-control, I will lose self-control. How does this happen? So let's first look at source number 3, then we'll move back to the article. So source number 3 is the Rav Yosef ben Shlomo of Toledo, the 16th century. So he says here, Vari bar Shlomo Kasav, quoted in the Medrash Shmuel, Ki nakat ezu gibor hakovesh etz yisro, velo amar hamachala o hama'aved yitzro. It's an interesting word choice. If you would craft this sentence, and you want to say, conquering, destroying, your Yetzer Hara, right? Use a strong word. I want to totally decimate my Yetzer Hara. I want to be so overpowered. Thank you, Neil. I want to be so overpowering with my Yetzer, I want to just destroy it. Get rid of it. Totally. So he says, that's not what it says. What's the word that's used? Mechala o ma'aved, decimate, destroy. It says kovesh, to conquer. What is to conquer? Lefi she'i efshar lo lechalosa legamre. You can't fully destroy it. Ki olav ne'amar. Now he's going to understand the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer HaTov as coming together. Rinei tov ma'od zet Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is called tov ma'od. It is good to have a Yetzer Hara. Don't think to totally destroy the Yetzer Hara. It's good to have a Yetzer Hara. Why is it good to have a Yetzer Hara? So this is one conception, famous Gemara. Shel mala Yetzer Hara lo nisa adam es isha v'lo bana bayis v'lo nata karen. So the Yetzer Hara is actually a drive, according to this understanding, that can be productive as well. It leads to people getting married, to having children, to having some level of ego, to wanting to have a house, to build, to plant. The Yetzer Hara has powerful, positive implications as well. V'chein amru Yetzer Tinok v'ishate small dochev yamin mikarebes. In terms of how we deal, let's just focus on the Yetzer and not the Tinok and the Isha for now. But when it comes to the Yetzer, there's a balance that's to be had. You push it away, but you also bring it near. You have to figure out how to deal with it. You don't conquer it. You don't overcome it in the sense you don't destroy it. You have to figure out how to balance it. L'chach lo nakad rak hakovesh ki tzarech lechovsho ulisnaig bo kefiat tzarech lo la'adam. You have to conquer it. You have to control it. You don't destroy it because there's essential qualities to it. And that's why somebody who is righteous is called a gibor, because it's conquered in the sense of controlled, not destroyed or decimated. So the Yetzer Hara plays an important part, but also important here is that you can never totally get rid of the Yetzer Hara. Look in source number 4 again. We'll get back to the study in a second. Look in source number 4, the Medrash Shmuel. The Efshar Sha'amar Ezu Gibor HaKovesh Es Yisro Vatamhu Lefishim Melchemes Yisro Hu Temidus. And so he wants to know, he's trying to explain, he's going to give us two or three explanations as to why is it that it is better to conquer your Yetzer than it is to be strong. Maybe being strong is better. What is in detail? What's the actual benefit before, besides it being a nice, cute message, psychological strength is important. What's the actual benefit? Why is it that conquering your inner Yetzer Hara is better than being strong externally? So he says, number one, Lefisha Melchemes Yetzer Hu Temidus, Lokein Melchemes HaOyev. When it comes to a battle interpersonally, short term, right? 6 days, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little bit shorter. There's a time period where the war is over. Now, that's why, by the way, terrorism is so destructive, is because you don't know when war starts and when war ends. It's not like we have rules of engagement that this is an official war from X, Y to Z from those dates. There's no actual. So, but a regular, I guess, before there were those types of those enemies. He's saying that an actual war has a start date, has an end date. That's not the same when it comes to your Yetzer Hara. Your Yetzer Hara is temidus. It's constant. It's consistent. It will always be there. So, So in a real war, once it's over, but the Yetzer Hara is always there, the battle is forever. So that's reason number one why a battle with the Yetzer Hara is better, is much more a bigger accomplishment than it is in terms of fighting an actual war. So that's number one. Number two. Va'od, shanilcham ima oyev hu lahatzil es gufo, va'nilcham im yitzro hu masel es nishmaso. So one's a physical battle. We, as Jews, believe that physical is not the end game. One has to do with the guf. We emphasize and we value the neshama. So if you're going to ask what's better, a physical battle or a spiritual battle, we'll be biased to answer the spiritual battle is more powerful. So that's reason number two why the battle with the Yetzer is more important than a physical battle. Now answer number three, va'od, shanilcham im oivo
Yodea sheha oyev balahargo vadai. Enemies, it's clear who my enemies are. They're wearing different uniforms, they look differently. V'lachem misgaber alav b'chol chochol. So I'm going to try as hard as I can. V'oz v'satsumos lahatzil satsmo. It's clear who my enemy is, and I'm going to try as hard as I can to destroy them. Amnam hayetzer hara eno mara lo la'adam ki ilu hutzof alo mevakesh la'miso. The Yetzer Hara has different tactics. The Yetzer Hara doesn't bring itself as an enemy. Ella adarab, it's the opposite. Its tactic is maralo simani tahara kechazir ki ilu hudore shlomo. The Yetzer Hara makes it look like it's on our side. It's trying to get us to be its friend. V'lo mevakesh ra'az, I'm not trying to hurt you. V'tzarech nagar uvar nagar shiyakar v'yadam o'atzosav kidei shlo yipo v'chamorav. So the Yetzer Hara is worse. It's harder to fight the Yetzer Hara because it looks like it's your friend. It's not. There's no clear enemy lines when it comes to the Yetzer Hara. So three reasons. Mifnei kol elu atayimos. Amar Shlomo Amelach alav shalom. Tover chapayim migibor. Kizosi agvura hamitis. That's why it's better. Because number one, it's constant. It's consistent. There's no end point. Number two, it's a spiritual battle. And number three, it's not clear that it's your enemy, which makes it harder to fight. Now notice, just as we pointed out, he says, this is the explanation of Shlomo, right? That's the pasuk. Now we still have to figure out what Ben Zoma is adding to us, right? So, three reasons. Now, with these three reasons, and what we saw in the Rebar Shlomo, I think we're ready for the restraint bias. So go back up to the source on top of this. So the research article is called The Restraint Bias, How the Illusion of Self-Restraint Promotes Impulsive Behavior. So look at the abstract. So four studies, this is the right-hand side, four studies examined how impulse control beliefs. Beliefs regarding one's ability to regulate visceral impulses such as hunger, drug craving, and sexual arousal influence the self-control process. The findings provide evidence for a restraint bias, a tendency for people to overestimate their capacity for impulse control. This biased perception of restraint had important consequences for people's self-control strategies. Inflated impulse control beliefs led people to overexpose themselves to temptation, thereby promoting impulsive behavior. In study, and we'll analyze this in a second, but let's finish reading. In study four, for example, the impulse control beliefs of recovering smokers predicted their exposure to situations in which they would be tempted to smoke. Recovering smokers with more inflated impulse control beliefs expose themselves to more temptation, which led to higher rates of relapse 4 months later. The restraint bias offers unique insight into how erroneous beliefs about self-restraint promote impulsive behavior. So if I think that I can control myself, I'm going to let my guard down. I'm going to put myself into situations that will eventually wear me out. The Yetzer Hara is good. The Yetzer Hara is playing the long game. The battle, as the Medrash Shmuel just told us, is never over. You can never let your guard down because the Yetzer Hara is always trying to get you. It's always trying to find the trick. The restraint bias is a tactic of the Yetzer Hara to trick you, to get you to fall into temptation later on down the road. Here now, I'm so strong. You know, the first week, the second week of my diet, I am so strong, and I'm everything. You could put ice cream in front of me right now. I will not touch it. Cake, cookies, yeah. Not going to touch it. But that's week one. That's week two. Now I think, oh, I got this. I'm good. And then, but it's week three already. It's week four. And then all of a sudden, my guards are down, and the ice cream hits, and it's over. So the point here is that the Yetzer Hara, it's a scary thought. The battle with the Yetzer Hara is never done. We can never let our guard down. And because of that, yes, it's harder than a physical battle. How much strength does it take? I'm not putting down physical battles. I think it's more, to me, that sounds harder. But in theory, you could understand that the physical battle is a few days, a few weeks, and you take a nap, you take a break, you go on vacation. There's no vacation from the Yetzer Hara. The war is never over. The second you let your guard down, then the temptation is going to come back. So the restraint bias is, and I think this is very in line with how Chazal viewed the Yetzer Hara, you really can never let your guard down. With, you know, this relates back to what we've spoken about in the past in terms of stimulus control, creating environments that don't expose you to tempting environments. Chazal said, Asu Siag LaTora, as well as we saw in the number of other Mishnayos, is that creating those barriers, those fences, right? Rabbi Akiva said, anybody remember what Rabbi Akiva said? Nidarim Siag LaPrishos, right? Making the making fences, making vows, help prevent exposing yourself to temptations, because eventually the restraint bias is going to kick in and you're going to end up smoking those 4 months later, or eating the cake, or eating the ice cream, or doing things that are perhaps even more serious sins down the road the second you let your guard down. That's why the Yetzer Hara, battle of the Yetzer Hara, is more powerful. Rabbi Shalom, yes?
I wonder why, because it's more chacham. You have to use your wisdom, not your strength.
Okay, good question. So there's a wisdom involved here. We'll see in the Rabbeinu Yonah shortly that the combination of wisdom and strength together are related. So we'll get there, but good point. Having strength requires wisdom. Think about it in terms of battle too, right? So I could be, you know, just picture your stereotypical, you know, dull-witted muscle man, right, who's very, very strong, and then all you have to do is, you know, play a little trick on him, and then he falls over and you know, collapses. So there has to be some level of strength as well, even with a regular physical strength Gibor paradigm. Sorry, the wisdom's important as well. Good point. Yeah.
Why is he fixated on this particular aspect?
Who's he?
Of human life, Ben Zoma. I mean, it's sort of like Ben Zoma Gibor, a Kovish is Yitzhak. Is this Yetzer an actual entity? Is an impulse an actual entity?
Okay, so that's a good question. We're going to go with the following definition of Yetzer Hara, which is not going to, you're not going to like it, right? So the question is, what is the Yetzer Hara, right? So there is the Yetzer Hara, this outside force trying to tempt you, trying to get you, or is the Yetzer Hara sort of an internal psychological force, an impulse? And the answer is both, to some extent, within Chazal. This, so far, sounds like everything's internal, right? Kovash and Yetzer sounds like these are internal psychological forces, drives, impulses, and what we're talking about is the ability to have self-control. That sounds like what we're talking about, and I'm very happy going with that definition, but there you will find some sources that'll take it from an internal to an external Yetzer Hara. But if you want to go with the internal focus, then that's fine. I think you'll be able to understand this that way. And why is he fixated on this? Because this is life. Right? This is the crux of life. How do we control ourselves? Self-control is huge. Right? Our ability to be able to control our impulses in order to be spiritual, in order to be successful in our life goals, in order to be healthy. This is huge. This is it.
I'm only asking because if it is an outside entity, there's a little bit of literally evil sitting neutral on the part of God. Because it's a very, as you say, and as you just described, it's a very, very difficult.
Even if it's an internal, there's a lifnei iver to some extent, and that I would say highlights your point even more. Is that that's exactly why he's fixated on this. This is the struggle of life. This is why God put us in the world, to be able to overcome our impulses, do mitzvos, and not do averos. This is it. Okay. Now, yeah.
Just learned this yesterday, but I don't remember the pasuk by heart.
Yeah.
In the first parak of Nachum, it talks about Erech HaPaim, Hashem Erech HaPaim, and it speaks about with what does Erech HaPaim mean, and the explanation that I was told, that I heard from Rabbi Goldstein on OU, is that one of Hashem's characteristics, if you will, is that he's slow to anger. But what does that mean, he's slow to anger? It means he controls the impulse. If somebody hurts you or insults you, so people tend to react immediately. He hurt me, I'm going to hurt him back. Hashem waits. When we sin, or whether it's us, this particular parak is not talking to the Jews, but when we sin or somebody else sins, this really hurts Hashem, but he doesn't punish immediately. He controls that.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so we'll see that in shortly in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, one more, and then we're going to move on. Yeah, so there's a pasuk that says that the Yetzer is bad from birth. We actually talked about this. It's not obviously for most of us, if we've been here, this is not the first time we're talking about the Yetzer Hara. We had the Yetzer Hara when it comes to the students of Yochanan ben Zakkai. One of them says that the Yetzer Hara takes you out of this world, so we analyzed it over there. We also spoke about human nature in the Mishnah that said that without government, people would destroy each other. So that's where we spoke about that pasuk, that people were bad from the youth. What does that mean? So this is all good points. We're all bringing in stuff that we've learned before, and this is good things to struggle with because these are not things that are easily solvable or fully understood. So good. So point number one, hold it, and we'll use that self-control, and let's wait a little bit so we can cover a little bit more. I have a feeling we'll cover most of the things. If not by the end, please ask or comment or whatever you'd like to do. Now, we're now in the second paragraph of source number four. Right, so even though it's in the same source, we're ending part one idea of the restraint bias, and now we're going to a second idea. And this is related to what we spoke about last week, too. And this is a recurring theme in the Medrash Shmuel in understanding this Mishnah. So this Mishnah says, Ezehu, what did we do last week? Chacham. Halomed mikol adam. What does it mean to be wise? So if you remember last week, the Medrash Shmuel said it's coming to teach us that wisdom, let's say your genetic capabilities was to not be so intelligent. Your IQ from predictive from birth would be low. So the Medrash Shmuel said that what Ben Zoma is teaching us is that, no, you can increase your intelligence by learning from other people. So he's going to now make a similar point when it comes to strength, right? So there might be some genetic capability with regards to strength. There may be people who are more inclined to build muscles, if you will, or even to have to be that gibor. So now he says here, second paragraph of source number four, Ezehu gibor, lefisha gozrim gamkein ala tipa gibor ochalash. Right, so the Gemara tells us that that program genetically or God predetermines your strength or weakness, the Efsar Shiyomar Adam Kia Gibor Humisha Nigzar Lovely Os Gibor. So that message will teach me I have no choice in the matter. There's no free will here. I'm either strong or I'm weak. God made me that way. So Laze Omrim, and that's what this is coming to counter. Laze Omrim Atana Ezu Gibor Kobashet Sisro Ki Af Im Nigzar Lovely Os Chalash. Even if you were predetermined to be weak. They also kovish esitzro you oivav nigafim lefanav ki rabim asher ito measher itam. If you're able to control your impulses, even this gets actually to what Rabbi Shlomo was talking about. Even if you're not strong, if you're able to control your impulses, you'll have an upper hand against your enemies as well. Shaloki derech ateva yiputachas raglav, and then you'll also have some external help from not the normal natural way of things going. The normal way of things going is that the strong beat the weak. But we all know that, Rabim ad ma'atim ve chalashim biad giborim, right? So giborim biad chalashim, right? So the point here is that you, just because you're strong doesn't mean you're going to win. So even if you were predetermined to be weak versus strong, that doesn't mean you're going to lose. Right? So if you're Kovish, you're Yetzer, that is what gives you the upper hand, sounds like he's talking about, even in a physical battle. The Hebi Rayim in Akasub Shamar Tov Erech Apayim, Mishu Erech Apayim, V'yesho Gvura Lichvosh Es Yitzro, Hu Gibor Yoser Tov, Min HaGibor Shenigzor Alav, She Gibor V'gam HaMoshe Baruch Hu, Gibor Litenes Oivav, Nigafim Lefanav Yoser Mishu Bal Koach, V'kocho Agadu Hu Lochedir, Kizeno Tzeach V'ezraso Yisparach, V'zebekoach Yado, Shukoach Basar B'dam. So he sounds like he's arguing here is that if you're able to be Kovish or Yetzer, then you'll have God on your side, and then you'll win even the physical battle. Right? And I think that explains many ways of how we understand Jews winning wars over the course of history, is that our ability, God's on our side, right? And he's arguing that being Kovish or Yetzer is what brings God on your side and gives you the upper hand in those battles. So that's point number two, sort of highlighting or balancing this predeterminism versus your ability to choose and to make changes basically the point is your genetic predispositions don't determine your success in life. There's something you can do to give yourself an upper hand, whether it's lomed mikol adam, whether it's kovish es yitzro, or whether, as we go further, we're going to see it talks about osher and kavod as well. Now, Next paragraph, new point. So Amar Od, Ezu Gibor Kovas Es Yisro, Shenemar, La'abin Masha Nira Shemevi Raya Hefek Mi Masha Hektim Ezu Gibor Kovas Es Yisro. So now he's going to ask a good question. What does Ben Zoma say? Remember, we have to balance. What does Ben Zoma say and what does Shlomo HaMelech say? So Ben Zoma tells us, Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh Es Yitzro, what seems to be his point? What would Ben Zoma say about physical strength? Forget about Shlomo for a second. Ben Zoma, physical strength.
He doesn't care
at all.
It's not an issue.
It's not important. Ezehu Gibor, what is considered strong, is Kovesh Es Yitzro. It's coming to reinterpret. You thought strong is physical, but it's not. It's not physical strength. It's my ability to control my impulses. But then what does he quote? The pasuk from Shlomo. What is Shlomo telling us about physical strength? So let's reread the pasuk. Tov erech apayim mi gibor, u'moshel berucho milochid ir.
What?
Is it the same thing?
Okay.
He's saying it's better, but physical strength is still a thing, right? It's still good to have physical strength. It's better to be able to control your impulses, right? So the question is how am I viewing physical strength? Is there any value in physical strength? Or am I saying that no, it's just about controlling your impulse? I don't care if you're strong or weak. Be weak. Should I go to the gym and work out or not? Now, and isolate physical health for a second, because I think that would make the question easier. If I'm physically healthy, I do my jogging and I do my yoga and I do everything, so I'm physically healthy. That we know is a value in Judaism. So isolate physical health. Just the fact that I'm physically strong in a muscle sense, is that important or not? So from Ben Zoma, you can argue it's not. He's saying, don't worry about that. Don't care about that. Just focus on physical strength. From Shlomo, Shlomo's saying physical strength is good, but it's better to have psychological strength as well. So the question that we're asking, practical level, should I go to the gym and try to lift weights? Right? I'm giving that as a muscle, but that's what we're trying to figure out. Is there any value to that or no? Instead of going to the gym, I should learn how to control my impulses better and just focus on that. So now, let's see. So let's read that first line again. Amar od ezu gibor kovash et yitzro shenemar. Lahavin mashanira shemebi raya hefech mashahiktim ezu gibor kovash et yitzro. The pasuk seems to be telling us the opposite of what his original point was. Vigam harizal nisor al zeh. So the Medrashimol says that this was already asked beforehand. Amnam, second line, fifth word. Kavanas Shlomo HaMelech alav shalom. Bamesha Amar Tov Erech HaPayim Gibor. Hakavana, the purpose of Shlomo's statement is as follows. Ki bevadai sheshneim ikru giborim. Ki shneim nolchamim zeh b'yitzro v'zeh b'oivo. For sure, we're not putting down somebody who's physically strong, who's fighting a battle. That's considered strength too. That's what Shlomo's telling us. V'kevan sheshneim misug echad yitzdak omro aleim zeh tov mizeh. They're both good, but this one is better than the other one. Hakovesh es ka'aso uma'arich apo afilu shila asid gabe dilei hu tov mahagibra kovesh es oivav. So we have two separate things here, and for this is getting to your pointed out before. So I'm kovesh, if you go back to the pasuk, I have tov erech apayim migibor u'moshel berucho. What's the difference between erech apayim and Moshel Berucho? Is there a difference? We're translated here, Erech HaPayim is slowness to anger. Moshel Berucho is ruler of spirit.
Sounds like
a synonym. They sound like synonyms.
One is slow to anger, and one is ruling what his reaction is going to be.
But how do you get slow to anger? By ruling
reaction.
Okay, so there's an overlap perhaps. We have to see, is there a difference between these two? And then the second question, if you go, just try to understand the pasuk in Mishlei, what is he saying it's better than? So Erech HaPayim is better than Gibor, and then Moshel Berucho is better than conquering a city. So in the comparison, what's higher, a mighty person, or is there a difference between a mighty person and somebody who conquers a city? It's on the top of the look in source number one.
Oh, did you ask that again?
If you go, if you're learning this pasuk in Mishlei, you want to break it down. There's two parts to it, right? Tov erech apayim migibor is part one. Umosha baruch milochet ir. Eight words, four words, and then four words. And we're making a comparison. We're saying tov, it's better somebody who's erech apayim than gibor. And we just asked then, and Moshe Barucho is better than Lochet Ir. So we asked, is Erech HaPayim the same as Moshe Barucho? And am I asking, the second point, is Gibor the same thing as Lochet Ir? Or is it just synonymous? It's we're saying the same thing over again with different words. Our question at its core is there something to be learned by the changing of the words from Erech HaPayim to Moshe Barucho and from Gibor to Lochet Ir? Is there a hierarchy here? Is there differences? Is there something to be learned from that? So let's go back now into what we were reading. So he says, second line of the last paragraph on the page, fifth word. We're going to read the sentence again. Amnam kavana shomo amelech bamesha amar tov erech apayim migibor. So this first part of the statement, tov erech apayim migibor. It's better to be slow to anger than to be somebody who is physically strong. They're both considered strong. They're both fighting. So fighting seems to be the underlying principle here. If you're fighting with your Yetzer or you're fighting with your Oyev, your enemy, your physical enemy, they're both considered, if you can conquer, if you can defeat it, that's a strength. So now I can say one is better than the other. Hakovesh es ka'aso, if I control my anger, uma'arich apo, and I can elongate my anger, meaning I'm not going to respond right away. Afilu shila asid gabe delay, hu tov ma'agibor hakovesh es oivo. So if I can control my anger, but I'm pushing it off, this is getting better. I'm pushing it off. I'm not necessarily not going to get angry in the future, but I'm going to think about it a little bit. I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to take some deep breaths, and I'm going to address it later. So that's not that I'm never going to... I'm just pushing off my anger. So that's one level. I'm pushing off my anger. That pushing off of anger is better than somebody who physically conquers his enemy. And let's go to... That's part one. What's part two? Vahamosha, when the fourth line, sort of in the middle of the line, Vahamosha Berucho, Vishomea Cherpaso, Ve'eno Meshiv, Umocholo Mechila Gemura, Ze Yesho Yoser Ma'ala, Kihu Tov Milochid Ir. So the second part is going even further. He's arguing that Erech HaPayim is on a lower level than Moshe Berucho. Erech HaPayim is to push off my anger. Moshe Berucho is to not just control, to get rid of it, to forgive, to let it go.
That's not good either.
Oh, well, forget it could be, if you do it right, it could be. It could be. And we'll address that in a second if you want. But if I am able to psychologically forgive and not hold on to that lo sisnas achicha v'vavecha, to not hold on to that grudge, to not hold on to the resentment, then letting it go could be better. Could be better. So he's saying that if I'm able to fully control myself and let the anger go, that is considered Moshe Berucho, and that's on a higher level of Erech HaPayim. Erech HaPayim is anger control temporarily, making sure I don't respond impulsively, pushing it off. And now that is the reason why he's saying that's a higher level is because he's arguing that Lochet Ir, conquering a city, is more impressive than just being a gibor. And so I'm a gibor. Okay, I can lift weights. Okay, you can lift weights. I don't care if you can lift weights. Can you conquer a city? So conquering a city, the second half is a higher level than the first half. Right? So that's how he understands it. Let's keep going for a second. Okay, and then I'll take questions. Cave and shame, krovim zelazab, pachos, v'yesu yitzak bam shame gvura, va'af imidivre shlomo ha-melech alava shalom nira shishneim nikraim giburim, hefech ma'amar ben zoma. So he repeats the point that according to Shlomo, they're both considered strong. According to Ben Zoma, only the, it sounds like only the impulse control guy is considered strong. She'amar ezu gibor kovishes yitzro. She'nira kizen nikra gibor v'tulo. Only the kovishes yitzro is considered strong, not the physical strength person. Efshar d'minosh ma'ina mekavachol mershim zeh she'kovishes kasa levad. Who gibor tov yoser mi gibor da alma imkein misha kavashes yitzro bechol hadvarim lekayim ramach mitzvos ase v'shasa mitzvos los ase alachas kama v'kama shegivuraso kefula umechupelas ma gibor ba'ofen ki be'erach hakavashes yitzro yechshev hagibor da alma lechalash kena hefresh ben v'pachos v'yeser kadei sheyitzdak al shneim shem gvura v'yichnas v'shneim besug shem echad ba'ofen shenuch aloma ezu gibor kavashes yitzro kol asar v'erach lohim chalashim. They're saying in comparison, everybody else is considered weak, but in terms of, is it, can you call it a gibor? Yes, but can you call physical strength gibor? In theory, but what Bedom is highlighting is that in comparison to somebody who can conquer his inner impulses, that's so much stronger. So the point here, big picture, is that we do have these two different aspects of impulse control. You have your ability to take a step back and push off your reaction, and then you have a second ability of being able to forgive and let it go. In some contexts, that could be considered on a higher level. And both of those are more valuable than just physical strength, but physical strength also has its place. And we're going to talk in a moment to sort of paint that picture a little bit better in terms of what place physical strength has and how that compares to psychological strength as well. Somebody had a point. Yeah.
On a very basic level, I hear Gibor and I'm thinking of Shimshon, and that man could not control his impulses and he was punished for it, but his strength came back.
Right? Okay.
And he helped us. I mean, he.
Okay, good. So that you do have, Shimshon's a good paradigm of somebody who has a physical strength, but his psychological Gibor strength might have been a little bit waning. So.
Right.
And that was his weakness. Right? And you could look at Tanakh, and sometimes we do this, and you look at Tanakh and you learn from that, and you say, obviously that Gibor wasn't so Gibor. Right? Depends on what you're looking at. Okay, good. Flip the page for a second. Yeah, Joy. So on an individual level versus on a communal level.
They have to be. Whereas if I just control myself, I'm the only one.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So we'll go. Yeah. Turn to source number five as Rabbi Shaloni makes a.
I just wanted to say that there are two parts. The first one is his quality, his tchuna, El Chafayim against Gibor. The second one, Moshe Baruch Hu, this is the war, the actual war. What does it do with his quality, with his tchuna? Moshe Baruch Hu, he's the fight. I'm fighting.
So it's the application of the personality.
Lohedir, I'm fighting.
Okay, I like it. So application of the character strength. Okay, good. Look at source number five, Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm actually considering skipping this. What time is it now?
No, don't skip.
10:02.
So give us a quick summary.
It's one of those that you can't give a quick summary, and that's why I'm considering skipping it. It's a little involved, and I feel like the last verse was a little involved. So let's try to get what? If you want me to do it, we'll do it. Okay, source number five. Here we go. Rabbeinu Yonah. Ezu Gibor. Again, it's nuanced, so let's pay attention. Ezu Gibor Kovash Sitzro. Kimosha Koach Haguf Hima Alasa Vachashivoso. Kach Koach HaNeshama Huma Alasa. Right, so it's focusing on the neshama, the impulse control of the neshama. That is the value here. Vigvuras Haguf Shehiya Koach Ba'adam Gambe Behemahu. So having physical strength, like animals have physical strength. So some animals are stronger than others. They could all carry things. They could all, right? So a physical strength is an animalistic quality. So Ben Zoma is not talking about that. It must be that Gevura is internal, psychological. Third line, sheyesh ba shnei kochos, lios gibor b'molchama, v'lo yifachid libo la'olam. So he's making an interesting move here. He's saying that even the gibor, we're not talking about just physical strength. We can't just be talking about physical strength. That's obvious. I don't need a pasuk and I don't need Ben Zoma to come and tell me that, you know, be strong like ox, right? That's not important, right? It's obvious. So even the physical strength that we're talking about here requires or is involved with psychological strength as well. Sheyesh ba shnei kochos, again that third line, sheyesh ba shnei kochos, lios gibor b'molchama, v'lo yifachid libo la'olam. There's a courage involved with going out to physical war. That courage is a psychological strength. V'gam, koach kvishas hayetzer, b'nichlekes b'ina adam v'abehem. And then there's the ability to control my impulses. And that's what distinguishes man from animal. Ki lo lebehemos gevuras halev. Right? There's no courage, right? Lion King, you know, but putting aside all those things, right? There's no courage when it comes to animals. Valze amar shachacham ha'emitz v'achazak migvuras halev hu hakovesh es yitzro. So that's what we're coming and saying, is that, and Rabbi Shaloni, this is your point for us, shachacham ha'emitz v'achazak, right? Somebody who's wise and somebody who's strong, migvuras halev hu hakovesh es yitzro. So now, once we're putting, what are we discussing? We're comparing courage in war, which is a psychological strength, to another psychological strength of conquering your yetzer. So which one's more important? The courage in war, or which one's harder? The courage in war, or the courage to not eat the ice cream? Right? So he says, again, the ice cream is a frivolous point, but the kovish es yetzer, he says, is harder. Kokach kamo kamo im betor b'nei adam im lahem koach gam lezech hazaka im lugn du yedeim lekarvetz boseim lemolchama. Ach, kvishas hayetzer ha'oyev le'ish al panav lahavido hi gvura niskava v'chazaka. So now, the ability to overcome kvishas hayetzer ha'oyev le'ish al panav la'avido hi gvura niskava v'chazaka. Right, so it's a higher level of strength to fight the yetzer. Shenamar tov erech apayim megibor moshe bruchah melochet ir. Erech apayim nikra hamarech apo. So what's erech apayim? Elongated my anger, slow to anger. Ve'ein ritzono lehinakem miyad ach mamtin shah umakom lenakom nikmasl. This is related to what we saw in the Medrash Shmuel. Erech apayim means that I'm going to be calculating in my taking of revenge. Right? Right? So somebody did something wrong to me. I'm angry. Instead of me reacting immediately, I'm going to take a step back and plan out my revenge. Because if I act immediately, I'm going to do something that's going to hurt me. Right? So I want to think this through. Ki akasan umisnake miyad mechabel es ma'asav. Right? If I go right back at you right away, I'm going to ruin myself. Uvelo das hu ose. I'm not thinking it through. Balzeh omar Shlomo alav Hashalom tov erech apayim migibor. So that's why Shlomo says it's better erech apayim from gibor hamarech apo. Apo pish eno mochel mitok kaso. El shminiach adar belisnakim achar zman. Yoser hi gvuras alev mina gibor b'mochama. So that strength, that psychological strength of controlling my anger, pushing it off, and thinking through how to get my revenge, is better than being a gibor in war. So that's stage one. But now we got to go to stage number two, because that's a lower level, then, right? That's a lower level psychological strength, and that's a lower level physical strength. What's the higher level here? Finish that line. Gvuras alev mina gibor b'mochama shegam below das ye gibor li'lachem. Right, so that your little pawn in your war is strong. He could fight, but it's not such a high level because he's just doing what he's told. He's just a pawn. Now, the second level is, we're on the fourth to last line of source number five, middle of the line after the period. V'hamoshel berucho shu yoser mima'arich apayim. If I can control myself completely, better than just pushing off my anger. Ki mitoch hakas hu mochel me'asher hu yoreis dvar Hashem hu gibor milochedir. If I could completely forgive, let it go. Again, no residual resentment or hatred or everything. I could literally completely let it go. That is a higher level than, obviously, than holding it in and trying to get revenge later. And it's also, that's a higher level now than conquering a city. Somebody who conquers a city has two strengths. What are the two strengths of conquering a city? So it's not physical brute strength. That's one. But that's not what we're talking about here, because that's the first guy. Here I have Gvuras Halev, which is the courage. So I have psychological strength in courage. V'chachma. In order for me to conquer the city, I need to have wisdom. So I have intellect and I have courage. Those are two pretty high levels to conquer a city. Not just to fight as a pawn in battle, but to really conquer the city. K'moshen Amar, Ir Gvarim Allah Chacham V'yared Oz Mivtacha, Ki Gvuras Halev Achachma Atza Nechona Lachto Ayaros. In order to conquer the city, I need courage and I need wisdom. And that's what the pasuk says. And now the last line is the kicker. Umoshel berucho gadol. Even though I require courage and I require wisdom to conquer a city, if I can completely forgive, if I can have the psychological strength to not to get rid of my anger and forgive the person, gadol b'chashav mikol zeh v'nimsa kovesh esyitzro mikol davar ra. That is better than conquering the city, and that's considered being kovesh es the yetzer. And so that's how he understands. So there's multi layers here. I do want to point out something interesting. Both in the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the last part of the Medrash Shmuel, what type of yetzer hara are we focusing on? What's our right, if you Chaim, you asked me what the yetzer hara is, right? What's the yetzer hara we're talking about? Anger. That's a very limited understanding of Yetzer Hara, right? So do we have this expansive view of Yetzer Hara that's talking about all impulses? We saw before, others had said, there was the, you had any type of impulses. You have to, the sexual impulse, the physical impulse for eating or whatever. Here the focus is, and this is based on the Pasuk and Mishlei, is anger. And in the sense of, as we asked before, why is it that, what's he adding? What's Ben Zoma adding? You have Shlomo Amalek. Shlomo Amalek says, it's already better to be a gibor. It's better to be a psychological gibor than a physical gibor. So what's Ben Zoma saying? Ezu gibor kovash es yitzro. So perhaps the answer is, I forgot, I don't think I quoted this to you, I forgot who said it. Perhaps the answer is that Ben Zoma's point is he's expanding Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech and his pasuk is only talking about anger. And now Ben Zoma says, kovash es yitzro, everything. Yetzer, completely, totality. Any negative impulse, any negative drive, anything that can be destructive, your ability to be kovish, that is really important. So we have different layers here of what yetzer we might be talking about. Okay, so now we're going to close with the last part here. This is related to the parsha, Parshas Emor, atzlis, laziness. This is taken from Sichos Moser of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, where he's going to deal and try to give us an understanding, an explanation of the underlying theme behind the gvura, the physical gvura, as well as the psychological gvura, and whether or not we value, what's the value in physical gvura. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech seems to say there is value in physical gvura, it's just better to have psychological gvura. So what's the value in physical gvura, and how is it connected to psychological gvura? It's a very interesting piece. It says here, ksiv, atzos means laziness, ksiv, says in the Pasuk, Vayikra 21:10, Va'kohen ha'gadol me'achav. So the Pasuk says, the Kohen who is greater, who is bigger than his brothers. What does that mean, ha'gadol me'achav? So Amru Chazal, Medrash says, Vayikra Rabba, Lama nikra shmo gadol. Why is he called big, great? So it says, Hu gadol b'chamisha dvarim. It's five things that this Kohen is greater at than his brethren. B'chachma, wisdom, uv'koach. What does it mean, strength? So, bekoach, shehu gibor. Physically strong. What does it mean, mentally strong? So, we're not sure yet. It says gibor. What does the Medrash say? Bor e Aaron. What did Aaron do? Kishehenef eselavim chaf beiz elef henef biyom echa. So, the Medrash, based on the Pesukim, argues that Aaron had to wave, to pick up the Levim and shake them a little bit, And he did that all in one day, and there were 22,000 of them. Wow. Yeah, so that's a lot of waving. That's a lot of weightlifting. So ketzad haya manifam. So how did he wave them? Molech umevi mala umorid. Right. So he would bring him this way, bring him that way, pick him up, and put him down.
Yeah.
Right. So I pick up my son for like 2 minutes, and I'm about to collapse. Right. And my back's hurting me, and I can't move anymore. So Aaron did this with 22,000 levim. On one day. What?
Adults,
right. Big Levium. Avishai Gadol B'Kol. So that proves that he was physically strong. Physically strong. Doesn't say mentally strong. Doesn't say psychologically strong. Not talking about Yetzer Hara here. He's physically strong. So now, V'yeshlis, bone in second paragraph. L'shem matzarach lios ha-kohen gadol b'kol. Why do I need that? Right? I picture the Kohen Gadol, a nice little old guy with a big beard, and he's sitting and learning Torah, maybe, right? As he's in between his sacrifices. Why do I need somebody who's physically strong to be the Kohen Gadol? Why is that important? Okay, so you want to say having physical strength is important? So he's willing to grant you that strength is okay. Right? We have Nevi'im who are strong. We see strength as being something of relevance. But what's the point here? So there's another concept. So Nevu'ah doesn't happen unless you are physically strong. Why would a Kohen Gadol have to be physically strong? So the Rambam, next paragraph in Yesodei HaTorah, writes as follows. So the Rambam does an interesting move here. So the Rambam says the Nevuah, that prophecy, you need to be wise. And you also need to be Gibor. We just understood Gibor as meaning physical strength. The Rambam, who loves physical health, still says, what does Gibor mean? Bimidosa. That's character. Be able to, lo ye yitzrom is gabrala bedabra ba'olam. Never give in to your impulses. You, Elohim is Gaber Bidato, your rational capacities, always overcome your more base instincts. So why is he reinterpreting it? If it means physical strength, why is he saying it means psychological strength? Ubeperis Migdal Oz Sham. So the Migdal Oz commentary on the Rambam writes, Sienes Mekorim Gemar Nedarim. So he quotes, he says that where does the Rambam get this concept of Gibor? From the Gemara Nedarim. But the Gemara Nedarim said physical strength. So v'hainu sharabam peirush shegibor sharamur hainu gibor b'midosav k'nam k'utitznan ba'avos our mishnah and perkei avos ezu gibor kovash esyitzro. So the Rambam understands that Gemara Nedarim that says that a navi has to be strong as meaning psychologically strong, because we know psychological strength is the real strength. Ah, it's not so simple. Kvar hikshu akesef mishnah ba'lecha mishnah shamei Gemara Nedarim hana lo mashmaken. If you read the Gemara sounds like it's talking about physical strength. El Gibor Kipshutos, right? Hiviu Raya Shitzarcha Nabigos Gibor Mi Moshe Dechsiv Ve'espas Mishnei Aluchos Vashichem Yashtei Yadai Vashbrain. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. How do I know Moshe was strong? Because he picked up the luchos and he threw them. He must have been really strong. That's not that. If anything, you could argue depending on whether or not Moshe did the right thing or the wrong thing, right? So Rashi says at the end, you know, Yashakov Shishibarta, right? Unless he dreamt, right? So he physically threw them. As was that the opposite? He was angry, so he threw them. Did he do it calculated? Again, so we have a tradition that this was the right thing to do, but it's the opposite of slow to anger, right? So the point here is that the Gemara tells us seems to be indicating physical strength. Moshe was physically strong. He threw the luchos. V'tanya luchos archam shisha v'rachva shisha v'ovav shloshos. The luchos were huge. Harei shegvura b'koach ha'guf ha'dvar ma'murim. The Gemara seems to be talking about physical strength. So why, Rambam, are you reinterpreting it and say that a Navi needs psychological strength? I would agree with you that a Navi could need psychological strength, but when the Gemara talks about it, it seems to be talking about physical strength. Now, second to last paragraph. Uliyashev is kushes akesef mishnah v'alecha mishnah. So in order to understand this and to explain the Rambam, nira lomar bir chadash v'mehusa shal mailas hagvura, Up shebigvura gufanis askinan umihu anikra gibor. In order to answer this, I'm going to give you a novel interpretation, he says, of what does it mean to have strength, and that applies even to physical strength, and who's considered physically strong. He then goes on and spends 2 pages elaborating on his thesis. We will cheat for now and just go to the conclusion of what his point is, and this is the last paragraph on the page. Umi'ata nira lomar bibir mahus hagibor. What does it mean to be strong? Ki kishem shebigvura ha'amitis ezu gibor kovashes yitzro eina kavana shebikochos atzmo humenaseach es yitzro. It's not about being able to just have the strength to do it. If God wants you to get trapped by the Yetzer Hara, you're going to get trapped by the Yetzer Hara. Right? Chaim is going to have a problem with that because it sounds like God's trapping you. Right? But either way, the point here is that you could put as much effort in as you want. If God doesn't help you, you're going to lose. So we all have God on our side, and He helps us battle the Yetzer Hara. Without God, we're a done deal. We're going to lose. So the point here is that your strength isn't so important. You need your strength, but you also need God's help. Right? You could be the most psychologically strong person in the world. Without God's strength, you're going to lose at some point. Ela hakavana shenilcham bekol kocho. What does it mean to be strong? Being strong doesn't mean to win. Being strong means to fight. To put all your energy into fighting. Because remember, you could put all your energy in. If God doesn't want you to win, you're going to lose. So all you need to do, all that's asked of you, is to try to put in as much effort, all your strength into it as possible. Uvizchus zos. Once you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azor V'Yachalo. Then God's, you put in your hishtadlus, you put in your strength, your effort, then God's going to take care of you. Then God's going to help you out. Hu Hadin L'Gibor Bal Koach Gufani. And that applies to physical strength as well. Gam Kan Ina Torah Shel Gibor Nitan L'Bal Egrof Ba'amo. We don't call somebody strong who's just built, you know, has a strong fist. El misha mit azer uminatzel as kol kochosav lahagia lamataroso. It's somebody. You see the guy goes to the gym every day, 6 o'clock in the morning he wakes up. You see the person gets up and goes jogging every morning, who goes swimming every day, who puts all their effort into staying physically strong. It's not about the physical strength, it's about the psychological commitment and putting in all your energy into following through on a goal. The gibor hu hifucho agamar shola et atzel. And his broader point is that's the exact opposite of laziness. Right? So what is gvura? What does it mean to have strength? It's both physical strength and it's psychological strength. But what does that mean to have physical strength and what does it mean to have psychological strength? Effort. Put it all your hard work. The success, the results are less important. God's going to take care of that if He thinks it's appropriate. Your job, our job, is to put in as much effort as possible, to try to control ourselves psychologically as much as possible, to control our anger, to control our impulses, to control our desires as much as possible. And yes, learn from people who are physically strong in the sense that they get up and work incredibly hard to stay physically strong, and that's important, and that's great. And the truth is, somebody who exercises, who puts that mental energy into keeping physically strong, will probably also do a better job, if they're conscious of it and want to, in controlling their psychological impulses as well. Because they go hand in hand. People who just say, I don't care. So I don't care about exercise. I don't care about eating. I don't care about this avera. I don't care about that avera. It's a personality trait that affects all of that's what gibor is. It's trying. It's putting in the effort. It's that's the gibor. Hard as you can. Yeah.
Exactly 2 weeks ago, in Israel, passed away the Talmud Rebbe, and he was, you know, like he was a victim of Dr. Mengele with all the chemical experiments. He conducted kids. He was the Rebbe with the baby face.
Yeah.
And he kept saying all the time, from what I saw in the camps, physical strength did not help as faith strength. those who survived were like strong in their faith, not those who were the physical strength.
Right. Having faith, having that, right, that's the courage, psychological strength, the hope. It's a lot of things that go into it. Yeah, one more and then we're going to batch.
Really not related except in the use of some terms. The words physical strength and internal strength. Because they are really two totally different things. I can be physically strong and I can be a weakling when it comes to controlling my impulses. We just use some of the same terminology. I'm strong, I'm weak, and the same generalization of if you do your ishtavos and Hashem will help you, that's applicable in every sphere of life.
One point at a time. So that's true, the ishtavos and Hashem will help you is applicable to every sphere of life, and that's an overarching value of theme of what he's saying, but he's saying the opposite of what you're saying, right? So he's saying that it is the same source. Now, that source, that major point is, do I have the wherewithal, the grit, the perseverance, the energy to put into these things? I can choose to put that into one thing and not another thing, right? So I can choose to be somebody who puts all my psychological strength into learning and not care about physical strength. That might not be the appropriate thing to do. Or I could put, on the flip side, I can put all my psychological strength and energy and commitment and follow through into exercise and not care about other things. It's just not important to me. It's not an important value for me to have controlling my anger. So they could be separate, but what he's saying is at the core it's going to come down to the same thing. You're not going to be good at exercise, you're not going to be good at psychological strength, you're not going to be good if you don't have this inserting of overcoming laziness, inserting energy and commitment and follow through into what you're doing. Where you apply that is up to you. Right? But at the core, he's arguing it's the same, and I think there's definitely truth to that. Okay, so we're going to stop here. Next week, we are going to learn about, what's the third thing in his statements? Ezehu Ashir Asamech B'Chalko. So we'll get to some happiness discussions, and then we'll continue from there.